www.quantumcookbook.com. Hello, and welcome to the first of the Quantum Cookbook CDs. This CD contains everything you need to know about the Quantum Cookbook Manifestation Method, including all the information to help you get started manifesting your desires right away. Let's get started by asking ourselves, what exactly is manifesting? Well, manifesting means to create something or to bring something into existence. But it doesn't mean to make trees pop up in the middle of the street, or have a beautiful man or woman appear in your front room, however nice that might be. When we talk about manifesting, we're talking about bringing something into existence by manipulating the energy of the universe. We know we can do this because, thanks to quantum physics, we understand the nature of the universe better than ever before. According to quantum theory, we know that everything in the universe is made up of the same stuff, energy. Every object, every person, everything, whether animate or inanimate, is made up of energy. Our thoughts, our emotions, and our actions, these are all things as well. And since they exist in the real world, they're made of energy too. All this energy exists together in the universe at the same time, and every bit of this energy is capable of interacting with every other bit. This is the theory of entanglement. In other words, everything in the universe is connected. Everything we do has an effect on the energy around us. Every thought, emotion, and action has an impact. And that's where the fun begins. If we can interact with the energy around us, just by thinking about it, that means our thoughts have the power to influence our reality. In other words, just by thinking about something, we can shape our own reality. And that's exactly what we all do, on a daily basis. You actually create your own reality every single day. You may not think about it like that, but that's what's happening. The problem is you might be creating the same old reality day after day, without making any changes or getting any further ahead. And that's where perception enters the picture. If your perception is that you can't make your life any better, or that you don't deserve to have things you want, then that's the reality you're creating. But if you think that everything happens in your life because you want it, then you'll start to see changes taking place on a regular basis. Your perception plays an important role in how you see your life unfolding. If change is happening all around you, but you don't ever seem to change, then you have to ask yourself why. After all, someone is making these changes take place. So if it's not you, it must be somebody else. And if they can do it, so can you. Change is not as difficult to achieve as you might think. Like everything, it starts with a single step. You might get up a half an hour early, walk to work instead of taking the car. Or take an evening stroll in the opposite direction to the one you usually travel. Even such a simple change can bring dramatic results. And when you get used to the idea of change, you won't feel as inhibited to try even bigger changes. And then, life gets interesting. But back to quantum theory again. Have you ever wondered what a thought is? What happens when you think a thought? Suppose you're sitting in your favorite chair, and you start thinking about baseball. All of a sudden, images of ballplayers, diamonds, ballparks, baseballs, and hundreds of other scenes flood into your mind. You can't help it. Once you start, the thoughts seem to take over, almost with a life of their own. Or have you ever tried sitting in a dark corner of a quiet room and thinking about nothing? If you have, you'll realize that it's impossible. No matter how hard you try, you're always thinking about something. That's because your brain is always switched on. It never stops working. Even while you sleep, you're thinking about something. And because your brain is always switched on, it gives you a power that you may not be aware of. Have you ever had a job that you didn't like? One that you wanted to quit so bad that every day became more and more of a grind? A job that wasn't the least bit fulfilling, rewarding, or challenging? Unfortunately, most of us have been there. But what happens to you when you're in a situation like this? You spend your days thinking about what it would be like to get out of this boring situation, to have a job that interests you, to work in a place where you feel appreciated, to come home from work feeling good, or to get up in the morning and look forward to going to work. And all this thinking makes you take action. You get so fed up with that boring old job that you start looking out for new ones. You ask around in case your friends hear of any openings. You update your resume. You apply for any good jobs that come along. And who do you thank for all this? Your brain and all the thinking it's making you do. Your thoughts can make things happen. Sometimes they force you to make changes by almost driving you to distraction. But imagine what you could achieve if you used these thoughts to purposely make changes in your life, to create your own reality. And what if, instead of just thinking about making changes, you actually made a commitment to yourself to make those changes? If you were able to imagine yourself in a new situation and experience it firsthand, how much more effective would that be? Let's answer those questions with another question. Can you remember the best sex you ever had? Sorry, we didn't mean to startle you, but the truth is, most of us can remember a time when we've had great sex. And the reason we can remember these experiences so well is all down to one thing: emotion. Human beings are unique in that they possess and are capable of showing emotion. Not just a few emotions, but a complete range of them, including happiness, sadness, joy, despair, delight, anger, frustration, euphoria, ecstasy, surprise, and a dozen others. So why are emotions so important? Well, they put the fire into your thoughts. Emotions bring the world alive and make it less boring. After all, how dull would life be without emotions? To never smile, or laugh, or cry, or look angry, or get nervous, or feel excited. Can you imagine anything worse? Emotions are a crucial part of what makes us what we are, an essential element in what we think of as our reality. And that's why they need to be included in the manifesting method, because any new reality you create will also be full of emotions, and you can use emotions to help create the reality you want. Think about when you fall in love. You feel special, excited, like your heart's going to burst out of your chest. Every time you see the object of your affections, a thrill goes through your whole body. When you're apart, you can't wait to get together. When you're together, you don't want the time to come when you have to separate. Or think about how it feels to win a competition. First, you're surprised, and then you're delighted that you've actually won something. Then you feel privileged at getting something valuable without having to pay for it. You also feel lucky and blessed that good fortune seemed to smile on you. Or think about how it feels when you've done some work or received praise. Maybe it was just a pat on the back or a recommendation to other businesses. You feel proud, as if your work was worth all the effort. If you can imagine these feelings, you'll have no trouble coming up with a strong emotion regarding the things you want to manifest. Just put yourself in the situation you want to be in, whether that's winning the jackpot or driving that new car, and you'll be able to attach a suitable and potent emotion to whatever you want. Before we examine the Quantum Cookbook manifesting method in detail, let's remind ourselves about the 10 principles of manifesting, the golden rules that everything else is based on. Principle number 1, be definite about what you want. Principle number 2, trust in the universe. Principle 3, get emotional. Principle 4, calm your mind. Principle 5, belief and perception. Principle 6, focus and let go. Principle 7, Let it happen. Principle 8. Make your intentions clear. Principle 9. Remember the boomerang effect. Principle 10. Say thank you and relax. Those are the 10 principles of manifesting. The whole process starts with knowing what you want. But how do you know what you want? Is there a way to find out the most important things you want in life? Take a few moments and consider what areas of your life are most important to you. Most people want to be happy and healthy, to be financially secure, to have a close circle of friends, as well as healthy relationships with their parents and families. Knowing that most people want the same things, we can devise a top 10 list to help you make up your mind. Number 1. Everybody wants to be happy. But what makes you happy? Is it money? Friends? Recognition? Number 2. Most people want to stay healthy. That makes sense, because it's hard to be happy when you don't feel well. Number 3. Next comes financial security. And although money isn't everything, it helps to make life less stressful and more enjoyable. Number 4. If you're happy, healthy, and have enough money to get by, what more do you need? The answer is love, of course. People need other people. Number 5. The next is respect. Getting praise and encouragement for a job well done. We need to know that the work we do is appreciated. Number 6. And that leads on to the next topic, self-esteem. If you do a good job and receive praise for it, you're going to feel good and your confidence will grow. Number 7. We all want more time. Time for ourselves, or time to spend with loved ones, friends, and family. Number 8. Then there's self-fulfillment. Those things like hobbies we all have talent for, but never seem to get around to doing. Number 9. We all want to live our dream. We know that dreams can come true, because they have for lots of people. 10. Finally, we want to live in a brighter and better future. A future full of promise, hope, and potential. Manifesting teaches you how to live in the present, in the here and now. That's because the past is gone, while the future is yet to be. So the only time you can actually exist is in this very moment, right now. And that means you do have the power to create the future you want, just by taking control of your life and acting now, in the present. Now it's time to look at the Quantum Cookbook Manifesting Method and put all these aspects together in our manifesting recipe. The 6 basic ingredients needed for successful manifesting are: number 1, know what you want. Number 2, know what you don't want. Number 3, keep focused on what you want. Number 4, keep your emotion in mind. Number 5, kickstart your goal by taking action. Number 6, keep going until you get what you want. The first step in the manifesting process is always the same. You have to know what you want. Give some thought to what you want and be as clear and definite about it as you can. We call this the main ingredient, and it's what the manifesting process is all about: getting what you want. Make a list of all the things you'd like to have. Write down everything you can think of, no matter how silly or unrealistic it seems. Your list can be as long as you like and include as much or as little detail as you want. Once you've made your list, look it over and see if you can identify any common threads running through it. For example, if your list contains a lot of possessions that you need more money to purchase, then more money is a common thread. Or if your list includes references to a better job, better pay, shorter hours, better working conditions, then the common thread there is probably a new job. These common threads will help you discover and pick out the main ingredients from your list. Put these main ingredients on another sheet of paper and then decide which is the most important, the one thing you'd like to have in your life right now. When you've decided on the one thing you want, write it into the main ingredients section on your manifesting recipe sheet. Then you're ready to move on to the next part of the process, stating your intention. But are you sure you know what you want? Or are you still thinking about what you don't want? Lots of people ask for what they don't want. For instance, if they want to be healthy, they'll write, "I don't want to be sick." Or if they're fed up with their job, they might write, "I don't want to do this job anymore." But these are negative. They're telling us what that person doesn't want, and not what he or she does want. But the universe has no way of making these subtle distinctions. It only wants to bring you what you ask for. It works on the law of attraction. According to the law of attraction, like attracts like. Positive energy attracts positive energy. And negative, of course, attracts negative. If the message you're sending to the cosmos is negative, then you'll get negative energy right back. We call this the boomerang effect, because whatever you send out comes straight back at you. So be sure that what you ask for is what you really want, because whatever you ask for, you'll get. If you say you want to get out of your job, you might simply end up getting fired or made redundant. You need to be clear and definite about what you want, and then turn that into a positive statement in your intention. Another way to find out what you really want is to ask yourself questions. Questions force you to supply an answer. And if you're looking for answers, you need to ask the right questions. If you want more money in your life, you might ask yourself why you want that money. Is it to make you or your family more secure? Is it to take some of the stress and worry out of your life? Is it to be able to afford some luxury item that you've always wanted? We know that money can't buy you love, and neither can it buy you happiness. But it can certainly make your life easier and bring you some personal satisfaction. And those are both positive things. By asking the right questions, you'll discover why you want more money in your life. When you know the reason why, it will be easier for you to attach an emotion to your intention and help you envision what having more money will be like. The second part of the manifesting recipe sheet is where you write in your intention, a definite, well-defined purpose or goal that you mean to accomplish. It's more than a wish, because it requires lots of thought and consideration. It's better than a daydream, because it's about what you're going to do right now and not something in the distant future. Intention tells you what you intend to do, rather than what you wish you could. For instance, if you were to say that you want a new car, that's not as powerful as saying you intend to get a new car. As soon as you make your desire an intention, you're giving it importance and demonstrating your commitment to get what you want. Intentions are always positive and always phrased in the present tense. That's because the present, the here and now, is the only time in which you can exist, the only time you can make any real changes in your life. In the overall scheme of things, time is meaningless. And where the universe is concerned, time is only an illusion. In a practical sense, time helps us to get on with our lives. If you have to be at work at 9 a.m., then you'd better make sure you are. But humans have the ability to think about the past and to look ahead to the future. This is a blessing and a curse all at the same time. For although it gives us pleasure to do so, it can also prevent us from living in the present. When you think about the past, it brings up fond memories of the people you've known and the places you've been, the best bits of your childhood or school days. But you might think you could have done something differently, or regret the way your life has progressed. And as you know, regrets are negative. So is thinking about the future any healthier? Well, not really. How can you predict what lies ahead? And what if your thoughts are negative ones if you see yourself in an even worse situation than you are now? The reason the present is so vital in manifesting is because it's the only time when you can manifest. The past is gone, and it's never coming back. The best thing you can do is remember it fondly and let it go. Likewise, the future is yet to be. But that's a good thing, because if you want to make a brighter future for yourself, you can, by taking control of your life in the present, right now. your intention should be as detailed as you can make it. If you want a new car, say that you want a new car. If you want a particular type of car, write it down. The more detailed and specific you are, the easier it is for the universe to figure out exactly what you want. The third ingredient in the manifesting process concerns focus. But that doesn't mean sitting at home in a darkened room, thinking only about the one thing and waiting for something to happen. Simply focus on what you want, rather than what you don't want. Focus on selecting the common threads from the variety of things you want. And focus on stating your intention so it's as clear and precise as you can make it. Stick to one thing you really want until you get it. To help you do this, you should write out a fresh manifesting recipe sheet every day, even if you write the same things on it from one day to the next. Just filling in the sheet every day will reinforce your intention to get what you want and help you remain focused on it. Another way to keep focus is by filling in the portable recipe card. This small card can easily fit in your purse or wallet, but has enough space to write down your main ingredient, your intention, and the emotion you'll feel when you get what you want. Once you've chosen your main ingredient and written your intention, you need to think about how having this thing in your life will make you feel. A new relationship might make you feel loved and admired. A new house might make you feel proud or blessed with abundance. A better job might make you feel less stressful and more able to make a valuable contribution. When you've got your emotion in mind, write it in the space provided on your manifesting recipe sheet. Whenever you fill a new sheet or recipe card, remind yourself how having that new thing in your life will make you feel. Emotions help to spice up images of things you want, making them easier to envision. But some people find it difficult to nail down particular emotions. If you're one of those, then you might find inspiration in your favorite piece of music. Music comes in a variety of styles and covers the complete range of emotions. Film directors use music to make audiences react in a certain way. Knowing that emotions are more easily expressed through music than in almost any other way. What kind of music do you like? Does music help you relax? Or does it get you going in the morning? You can use music to help you nail down a particular emotion, or you might simply choose to play music while doing your manifesting ritual. Once you know what you want, have stated your intention and attached a strong emotion to it, it's time to take action. Action refers to anything you do, any physical activity you pursue in respect to your manifesting method. But it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Anything you do is an action, and any action you take will help move the process along. Action includes filling in your sheet or recipe card. It could mean buying a newspaper if you're looking for a job, or buying a lottery ticket if you want more money. The best way to know when to take action is to follow your instincts. If you get a gut feeling about something, go for it. If your intuition tells you to phone someone, do it. Or if there's something you've been meaning to do but kept putting it off, get on with it. Action also includes the area of coincidences. If you're thinking of buying a new car and you suddenly get piles of junk mail about the latest offers, consider a visit to your local showroom. If you run into someone you haven't seen for a while, have a quick chat and find out what they're up to. If you get invited to a social event, it could be the very best place where you meet a good friend or start a new relationship. The important thing is to pay attention and look for the signs. Then, if it feels right to do so, take action. Often, the most difficult part of manifesting can be to keep going. If you've asked for a better job, but there's no sign of anything happening, you might be tempted to give up, and that's why so many people fail to get what they want in life. The secret of creating your own reality is to never give up. That's why so many people get what they want, while others just end up wishing for it. If you really want to make things happen, you've got to be determined. Stick with the same goal day after day after day until you get it. Then move on to the next. and the next after that. There may be times when the universe doesn't bring you what you've asked for. If that happens, you need to ask yourself why. There's usually a reason, so you need to go back through your manifesting recipe sheet and try to discover it. If manifesting isn't working, examine what you're asking for. Is your main ingredient really what you want? Are you focused on what you want, rather than on what you don't want? Is your intention written in the present tense? Is it as clear and detailed? Can you feel what your life will be like when you achieve your goal? Is the emotion as big and bold as you can make it? Are your actions taking a natural course? Are you listening to your inner voice, following your gut instincts? If things are still not working out, then you might be letting doubts cloud your judgment. Remember that manifesting is all about getting what you want, not what other people think you need. You have a right to these things, just like anybody else does. So don't be afraid to ask for what you want and to believe that you deserve those things. Your needs are just as important as another person's. You deserve to have the things you want. You're worth it. Believe in yourself and have faith. Think positive, and the things you want will be yours. The final two ingredients on the manifesting recipe sheet are two of the most often overlooked. The first, and probably most crucial, is the concept of letting go. Letting go has two different meanings. It refers to being able to exist without the thing you asked for. And it also refers to having faith that the other thing you asked for will be delivered to you by the universe. Once you've selected your main ingredient, stated your intention, and attached an emotion, you've done your job. You can let go and leave it to the cosmos to bring you what you want. You can get on with your life, knowing your desires will be taken care of. The other side of letting go concerns your faith in the cosmos. Once you've done your manifesting sheet, that's it. Your work is done. You need to trust that the universe will take care of its side of the bargain and deliver what you've asked for. If you're unable to do this, then it means that you really don't believe that it'll happen, or that you don't think you deserve it to happen. Either way, you're sending out negative signals, and that means you'll get negative results. Finally, we come to an area of personal responsibility. Manifesting always works best when you keep your intentions to yourself. That's because they're your manifestations. They concern you and nobody else. They're personal and private and don't need anybody else's approval. Then there's the law of attraction. Other people might not be as convinced as you are that manifesting works. They might have doubts or ridicule the idea, and that brings negative energy. So don't risk it. Don't tell anyone until you get what you've asked for. By then, it won't matter. And when you do get what you've asked for, despite the fact you haven't told anyone, you'll feel great. So you can't lose. So now, let's put everything we've learned into a manifesting ritual that you can perform every day. Your ritual doesn't have to be elaborate or fancy. We call it a ritual to give it some importance, but you can just think of it as a routine. Be consistent and make it an important part of your day. Perform your ritual when it suits you, either first thing in the morning or the last thing at night, whichever you prefer. Choose a spot where you can find some peace and quiet, where you know you won't be disturbed, and where you can perform your ritual at the same time every day. For the early risers, try to include as many of the following items in your ritual as you can. Take 10 to 15 minutes of quiet time to reflect and calm your mind. Visualize what you want in as much detail as possible to get your thought energy moving. Finish off by filling in your manifesting recipe sheet. If you prefer, do your thinking while taking a walk, with or without music. For those of you who like to stay up late, your ritual can include most of these items, although the walk is not compulsory. Other options might include doing some meditation if you like that kind of thing. Or you might find that a spot of yoga helps get you relaxed and in the right frame of mind. The important thing is to be consistent and perform your ritual every day. then you won't be surprised when all your dreams start coming true. Manifesting works every single time. But don't take our word for it. Read through the success stories in the main course. Find out how Mel got more money and a new place to live. Or how Mark manifested the best friend he's ever had within only 7 days. Or how Jay's fantasy to live in a castle was realized. If it works for them, it'll work for you. All you need to do is follow our manifesting recipe. Stick to your guns, have faith, and be patient. If you can do these things, then everything you've ever wanted is within your grasp. Get started today by deciding on whatever it is you want. And remember to put some thought into it, because after all, thoughts really do create reality. www.quantumcookbook.com